My name is Chingwei Wong. I'm originally from Manchester, Connecticut. Then my family moved to Norwich, Connecticut, where we've lived for the past decade or so. And I'm currently a law student at UConn School of Law. My dad came over in the 80s. And so my mom and my sister were in Hong Kong at that time. And my dad came over first and tried to make as much money as he could. He worked at a lot of restaurants in Chinatown in New York City. My mom and my sister followed him here probably in the 90s and then set up a restaurant in Manchester, Connecticut called Hunan Taste. Growing up in the US, I had like normal American children problems, and my mom would be like, you know, back in the day, you used to have to carry laundry across the mountains and wash it in the river. And I'm like, okay, fine, I get it. And my dad would always talk about how he came over with basically nothing and sort of had to use his network of people, because we're actually from a village outside of Fuzhou. And so when I went back to visit the village a few years ago, the village was almost empty. It was only older people and children. So a lot of the more middle-aged, more of my parents' age, you know, 50s and 60s, were all in the U.S., and they were all making money and sending money back. And so for him, he came over here with a big wave of people. He tried to leverage sort of the connections he had. You know, it's word of mouth of where the jobs are. And he made enough money where he was able to bring my sister and my mom over. So these things always come up occasionally in conversation whenever, you know, sometimes I would say something being like, oh, I have to do this. And they're like, well, you know, putting in perspective, this is what we had to do when we were younger. And I didn't really appreciate when I was younger. But now, like, reflecting on it, it's really interesting to sort of think through the pieces of, I can't imagine myself doing that, and trying to figure out where to work, where to live, where to eat, when I didn't know the language or the culture. I was around the restaurant pretty often. My paternal grandparents came over at some point in the 90s for a year or two and helped my parents out. And so I would go home after school during those years. But in other years, I would usually just go to the restaurant after school and do homework there. But yeah, my dad learned a little bit of English, and my mom mainly worked in the back. The first few walks are usually for, you know, doing lo mein or mi fun and, you know, stir fried or General Tso's chicken, which is a very popular dish. And then there's usually this big boiling pot of water where they use it for different things. So maybe they use it for a broth, or they use it to clean off the woks. And then they have the last wok is usually for fried rice. And then all the way in the back, they'll have the prep area. They'll have the big fridge. Some of the Chinese restaurants I'm noticing have more computerized system. They're on Grubhub now, but Kinghua is completely old school. And so when we take a phone order, we'll write it down on index cards and we'll call it in. People who are responsible for certain things will just listen for the things that they're looking for. And then my aunts run up the fryer up front. So they have like a big fryer and they have like a barbecue thing. So whoever's working the front will just answer the phone calls and also take customers as they're coming in, and will be responsible for bagging everything up. I grew up in Manchester, Connecticut, was predominantly white. So I felt like I was pushing away my culture for a long time, and people make offhanded comments about Chinese food sometimes. So I didn't feel so comfortable usually telling people. Some people came to know because they came in and saw me, but I didn't feel really comfortable talking about it. At first, it felt very almost stigmatized. During college, it was interesting because I would meet all these Asian people and they were so in touch and tune with their culture, and I just was not like that. I felt like in college, I really tried to get back in touch with my roots, really appreciated the restaurant and the work that my parents did. I definitely feel a lot more comfortable now, but, you know, starting off college, it was like everybody's parents were doctors or lawyers or worked in businesses. So it was interesting. It was definitely different. The way that customers usually see us is they'll come in for 10 minutes, they'll chit-chat. Now that Kinghua has been there for 25 years, my aunts have like some friends that come in pretty regularly, so they talk about their lives together. But for the most part, most customers are very transient. I don't think they quite see the hard work that goes into it. I think it looks like pretty fast and easy, and they only see 10 minutes of it. I don't think they quite grasp that every single day they come in at, you know, 9 or 10, and they do this entire situation over and over again. I don't think any of the work I will ever do will be as difficult as theirs. It's funny because a lot of the restaurant in Norwich, it's been there for so long. We have so many regulars. So they'll come in, they've seen all the kids sort of grow up in front of them working on the weekends. They'll ask, are any of you taking over the restaurant? And one, so my aunts and uncles would always be like, no, we don't want them to. And two, none of us really want the restaurant either. We see how hard our parents work. They work basically, you know, for Chinese New Year, they close 4 hours early, and that was sort of their break. But they don't really close any time during the year, and they work almost pretty hard for 12 hours a day. I don't think any of us really want the job. I know it's different if it's more of a culinary vision and dream, but for us, none of us really were interested. I can't imagine working every single day doing the same thing over and over again. I think anything I do in the future, whether it is working at a firm, whether it's working with the government, I don't think any of that can be as hard as the work that my parents put in at the restaurant.